Stop hiding your emotions from your partner and saying the reason is because they can't handle it. That's what I needed somebody to tell me. And accidentally, Sue Johnson told me that. I was learning about EFT, which is emotionally focused therapy. It is arguably the most effective couples therapy in the world. It makes couples happier, makes their sex lives better, it makes everything better. And here is why. Because what happens is when we have a negative emotion and our partner responds negatively, we go, oh, I shouldn't have said anything. I just got to stay quiet forever. I just got to stay quiet forever. They can't handle me. They can't handle my emotions. What was I thinking? I can't trust them with seeing the whole me. Nope, you're doing to them exactly what you're saying you wish they didn't do to you. You're not allowing them to have a negative emotion. You may be an over-intellectualizer, which is what I did. So I thought I was sharing my emotions because I would get angry or whatever. And then I would, almost, it was like I was reading a report out to my partner. I would be like, I'm angry because you said this and it made me feel this. And now I know better. I know that one of the best things you can do is seek to understand before ever seeking to be understood. So that is my first step. I go, okay, so I understand. This is what you're saying, right? This is how you're feeling. This is your perception. Great. Now what about my, what do you think my perception is? Why do you think I'm feeling what I'm feeling? Okay. And then we clarify. That's fine. That's good. I shouldn't say that's fine. That's incredible. Great advice. Problem is, if you do that and never just emote, I'm mad. I am mad at you. Then you essentially always have the wound. I'm going to use this metaphor because it is accurate. Your partner cut you and he didn't know he did. And because you know it's going to upset him so much to know that he hurt you, you just immediately cover that wound. And you cover that wound and you never let it hit the air, so it never heals. There is never a scab created. There is never new skin built. Instead, it just festers and grows bacteria and it rots. And slowly but surely throughout your life, you have a ton of cuts. You have so many cuts all over your body. And instead, the wound is there whether or not you let it breathe. Just let it breathe. Just let it breathe. What I learned this week, and then I tried it, and I'm like, holy macaroni, I didn't know that you could be this in love. I am more in love with Dan today than I have ever been. And the only thing I have done different this week is feel my actual feeling in front of him. And here is the key. Here's the difference. Every other time I've tried to feel my feeling and just like be mad with him, I have tried in my head. I've been like, well, he's got to be happy back. If he doesn't love me immediately, if he doesn't say he loves me, if he doesn't say it's okay, I completely understand. If he doesn't understand me, I'm screwed. I've done it wrong. I got to backpedal. I got to do things to earn his love back. I got to be, no, this time I was mad. I said, I'm mad. And then he's like, well, I don't deserve that because that's not what I meant. And I go, I know it's not what you meant. And I know you don't deserve it. And I'm still mad. And he went, well, now I feel crappy. And I was like, that makes sense. You're allowed to feel crappy. And then we just kind of sat there mad and feeling crappy. And then we talked about countertops, not as a deflection, but as a like, all right, well, that happened, and moved on. And other times we get mad and we have the feelings and then we do talk it through and we do. It's like, okay, hold on. You really don't understand me. This is a repeated problem. We have to talk this through. Is this how you're feeling? Yes. Is this how you're feeling? Yes. Okay. How do we solve it next time? Seeking solutions, not blame, is a lot easier, which by the way is the foundation of, it's my favorite piece of advice. Seek solutions, not blame. It's a lot easier when you feel allowed to feel bad and you allow your partner to feel bad. When you say, I will let you see all of me, including the parts of me you have cut. I will let you see all of me, including the wounds that you have helped create. And that will make you my healer. Not because you did any magic, not because you did any, said the right thing, but because you just let me be exactly who I am right now, which is a crazy, angry, crying person. And I just let you be that. And nature healed us. Let it breathe. Let it out. It radically changed my world. You're allowed to be mad. My partner is allowed to be mad at me. And I still know he loves me and wants to be my partner. I'm allowed to be mad at him, and I still love him, and I want to be his partner. I may say some honest truth things, and he will respond negatively. And that is okay. Because at the end of the day, what you got to remember, what I got to remember is we are here and we are being honest and we are accepting negative feedback and responses we don't want because we want to be together. We want to build a beautiful relationship. We want to have a life together. That is gorgeous. And it can't be beautiful and you can't be intimate. You can't have great sex. You can't do anything awesome because unless you're fully seen. And the parts of you that you don't want to be seen, you don't want them seen for a reason. But what's crazy is that when I am mad at Dan openly, I'm not openly mad at like most people. He gets to see a part of me that no one else does. And even when he hates that I'm mad, he still loves me. And even when I hate that he's mad, I still love him. And that makes our bond so much deeper. I hope you love your day. I hope you love you. Good Morgan.